give it another try.
My name is Rick Stavis-Smith, and representing Mawson Lakes, playing at the Power Cup. I'm also a member of the SASTA AFL Academy here. They got running at Port Isle Academy, and I'm here with Chad to have some words today. So,
good job.
Nice. Professional, I like it.
Very good. You've got a good role model there helping you out.
Yeah, I do. He's all right. One of my favourite players to Port here.
So, he is your favourite?
Yeah.
What do you like about Chad?
He's just consistent, just runs all day, uses both legs. His skill work's just unbelievable. And Port are a good club to be at. So.
Has the academy changed your life?
Yeah, it has. It's changed a lot. I mean, going to school more, staying, coming to the academy, meeting the boys every week, playing alongside the same heritage as me, having these opportunities that Paulie Vandenberg has given us boys. Like, we went to Melbourne, sung the song with the boys after the Richmond game, which was unbelievable, and it's going to change us, our lives in the long run, and I couldn't be more thankful to the club and the academy.
Is that your advice to your mates who are around the place? Get to school, get involved in this?
Yeah, just put your head down, go to school, try it for the academy, because I'm guaranteed this will change your life. It'll give you opportunities that most kids will never get in their lives. So.
Live up to it, then, Chad.
Well said.
Well, Chad, it seems to get bigger and bigger, better every year, so it must be good to be able to, you know, be a role model for so many young people.
Yeah, definitely. Being an ambassador for the Power Cup is one of the best things I've done all year. And it's gone from a small group of children to over 400 students here today participating in the games. But before this, you see the games and you see the kids playing football. You don't see all the hard work, like you just said before, that it's all year participation, you've got to be above 80%, all the work that they put in just to get here. So it's a great reward for, I suppose, the educational behind it all.
All good. Speaking and the game itself, obviously a very important game for you guys this weekend. You just need to bounce back.
Yeah, definitely back at Adelaide Oval. It's a game that we really needed to come out and attack hard. Obviously, West Coast are a good side and we've studied them very well. Obviously, a bit disappointing last week with the fall away towards the end of the quarter. But luck again this week, we're just going to come out, attack it and try and have a consistent full quarter effort.
I guess that's the thing. Consistency has been the big thing Ken and Trav and a lot of people have spoken about. Is that something you're trying to get as well, just that consistent four quarters?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're coming in and out of quarters, and I think as a team and as an individual, we need to make sure the effort is there. I think that's what massively Kenny's been touching on, the effort and the intensity. Whether it's you make a mistake or if you turn it over, as long as the effort and intensity are, and honestly, it hasn't been there for as well as myself, but the team for four quarters, and we need to work on that.
Why hasn't it been there?
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but that's what we're working towards. We're just going to make sure the effort's there. It starts with training. So training last night, the boys were up and about. The intensity was fully there, so hopefully we can carry that into the game.
Have you seen your own form, Chad?
It's been a bit up and down. I've obviously had a few injury concerns, and it's just really about trying to find my feet at the moment. Playing as a forward, it's been a little bit tough, but like I said, I'm just working on what I can do for the team and trying to get out of myself more and do what I can for the team.
How much has that disrupted the situation with your hamstring and your concussion stopped you from getting to your best form?
Everyone goes through injuries, so it's not an excuse that I'm going to use. I'm not playing the best footy that I have been, but it's something that I'm working really hard with my forwards coach and also Kenny as well, and I'm hoping to get back to my best soon.
You're 100% though, Chad. You're all good now?
Yeah, no, I'm all good. No lingering effects from the concussion or the hamstring. It's really just about putting in the hard work and just get my confidence back.
So do you feel like you're ready to turn the corner a little bit personally?
I think we all are. I think we're all ready to put in a great performance. I think as long as we can perform as a team, each individual step up. Sometimes it's Ollie, sometimes it's Bokey. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who steps up. It's all about the performance as a team, four quarters and getting through and getting the win.
But how important is it that the guys have been around as we start playing? Darren Young has been one guy and Carl Amon was good last week. Yeah. For the best players to sort of stand up now and take the club forward.
Yeah, I suppose it definitely leans on the leaders and the players to really step up. Obviously, Bokey's put it upon himself when he did that, and he's doing well. Same with Ollie. Ollie's really been stepping up. He's playing some really good football. But like I said, it's not about individual step up. It's really a whole team that's got to step up. I mean, players come in and have good games. It's really about the, I suppose, from the bottom to the list and top, really got to improve.
The shot clock, obviously, I spoke about it before. They're going to not show up for the last 2 minutes of quarters. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does it affect the players much?
I can't speak on behalf of all the players, but for me personally, I don't even notice it. I just kind of go through my same routine. It's just something that I don't think is necessary in the AFL, but if that's what they want to do, it's the rule changes, and we just got to adapt to it. But in the end, you go through your routine and you back yourself. You don't look at the matches, you don't look at the score. You just play each moment as it comes.
Okay, the other day with Mason Wood, do you think that was a good look for footy when he was looking at the clock for the game to finish?
I don't know, because it's something that AFL have brought in, so we're not really used to it. So, it's a strategy, I suppose. You see in NBA, they know where the shot clock's at every single time. The best point guards come in and they know how much time is on the clock. So maybe it's something for him to use, and a strategy that teams can use going forward if it's something that's going to stay in.
You say you've studied West Coast. So how much of a challenge is it going to be for Jacko taking on Nick Knapp?
How much of a challenge? I don't know. Have you seen how big that bugger is? It's going to be a massive challenge. I think Nat Nui, he's probably one of the best ruckmen, if not the best ruckman in the league. So Jacko, and it's a new role for Jacko, so it's going to be unknown territory for him. He hasn't come against him too often. But what Jacko gives is absolute effort, and whether he's a backman or as a ruckman, he's going to jump in harder and just give everything he can. It's really up to our midfielders and the rest of the team to get alongside him and help him through it.
Thanks, Jeff, mate.